We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We are discussing Rav Chista's Halacha, which says that a Mazik Matonos Kuhuna Oishachlan is Potam El Shalom. Someone who damages Matnas Kuhuna, let's say Israel Chayim Vekeva, who eats it, is Potam on paying. So Chalikus in the Gemara, what's the reason? Either it's a Miyat of Zeh, or because Maman Sheilon Toivim, because there's no Kayan who demand that it's his, claim it's his. There was Mom and Shalom Tovim. And we have different questions on Rav Chista now. So Toshima, we have a bris like this. V'nayin l'balabayis, she'ochol pei roysov tfolim. A balabayis ate all his peiros while it was tevel, basically eating off the chuma and maisa before it was taken, and costing the kohen money. V'chein levi, she'ochol mas roysov tfolim. And a levi also was mechuyav to give from his maisa rishon chuma. Example, he also ate up all his maisa roysov tfolim. What happens to the money? There's an issa tavel, of course, but what happened to the monetary halacha when it comes to eating these things? Menayin shepotam and asum. How do you potam on paying? Tamalayim the pasuk says lechalu es kosher bnei Yisrael asher erimu. Ein luchabem el mashas of rama ve'elech. The only time the kohen has a din on it is only after it's already separated. Here, the kohen or the Yisrael or the Levi ate it before it was separated, before it was hafrasha. Therefore, if they eat it, they're not mechuyev any monetary payment to the kohen. But after your hafrasha, it sounds like you are chayev. Sein lecha be'amel mashas harama ve'elach. Ha'mashas harama ve'elach. Yom ha'shalom. Sounds like you do pay after the harama. Amai lahave kemazik matnas kuno yishachlon. L'chayru, it should be like your mazik matnas kuno yishachlon. That's what we did over here. And we're saying here, you do have to pay. So why is our tonus different? So here, the Dibri Cheskel speaks out that it's only a kasha for the loshon of zeh, not loshon of tovim. Because moment tovim, you can say mashal means losh de shemayim, like Tosfos says. That the nafgamina between the two reasons are if it's moment tovim, you have to pay de shemayim. If it's a miyot, you don't pay at all. So you could have said mashalim here means that it doesn't say the word mashalim here, that we had a kasha before that means chasidus can't be mashalim. But here it says ein lecha v'hem el mashas aram v'elach, but afterwards there's a chiv lotz de shemayim. It could be so that wouldn't be a kasha that lashem. It would be lashem of zed, it's a miyat, you don't have to pay at all. Here it's mashma after afrosh, you do have to pay. That's Gemara's kasha. Why you have to pay a shaklov? And for the Gemara like this, hachinami the osu yadu tevlayu. The case over here was that the kohen already was kohena the truma. How was the kohen of the truma? Because you gave the whole tevel to the kohen. It was a cousin by him. And Rashi Stup saw them what exactly happened. And either he was zoicha from the hefker because he had all everything first. And when he had all that tevel, part of it was truma. And we hold, we hold that even matanos, even before it's separated, has a dinner separation. So therefore, when you had it in your hand, you were kohen of the kohen. Or, what? Because it hefker to kanim, because it belongs to kanim, the truma. That's what means hefker, klapi other kanim. And or the case was you actually told them with the tevel, bizeicha your truma in it. So therefore, that's why over here chayiv. The only thing that's a little shver is, so then why do you have to wait till after harama? We're saying like this, that if you eat it while it's tevel, so it means you took it back from the kohen, you ate the whole thing up, you're not chayiv. Why not? So we're saying because you didn't have harama yet. Right, it says only after the Roman. The council after the Roman shouldn't be chayv either. So there is no, he was kohen already. He was kohen already, and also at kimish holoi homo damyan. So why do you have to wait till after hafrasha then? Post the question. So Tosis asks the question. This is a doichik. Tosis says the first word of Tosis. Umeshas haroma ve'elach. You know what that means? Han mechi also liyado afil matavlayu. It means and after Roman yichayv. It means after he was kohen. And here you kohen actually before haroma. So but that's called after haroma. That's what Tosis learns. The Tosis HaRosh learns Kipshutai, that even after the Kayan's Kayanit, there's no chiv to pay for the four Hafrosh HaMamish. Zokta Tosis HaRosh, Hilgachim Ochlon Acha HaRama Chayiv Shkar Zokha Bama Kayan. Vafilo Hachi stole Kaydim HaRama Potter. The Xeris Akosu with Ainla Kayan El Mashas HaRama Velech, Adja Huvra Chil Kayan. Muach HaRama Ahani Osul Yodei, that will be called a Mainahu. But either way, we're on a kasher of chista lechayr over here. Why you chayv? Terence says because the kohen was kohenit here first, and huh? What do you mean miyat zeh? Miyat zeh is when miyat zeh is in a case we weren't kohenit. We're a case of matanos. You have matanos in your house, the real chayim. You separated or truma. You separated. You ate it. You potter because you have a miyat zeh. Here we're saying that you were kohenit. Now we had another Zayte question over here, behind it, why have we to have to Aram? That's what it's Tosis Rosh and Tosis. But the cash over here was, you have to pay. I don't have to pay. Well, once a coin is coined, like we had in the Gemara before this, once a coin is coined, Avad, you have to pay. Toshima, that's another cash. Another cash from another place, this is in Mesachas Gittin, that when I have a cash, again, Aram Chista. Resha, Unso, Beis HaMelech, if the government came and they took your whole Goyrin, so in Bechoyvoy, if they took a whole pile of Tvua, you didn't take off Chumas Maisa yet, they took the whole thing. So in Bechoyvoy, if they took it, something you owed the government money, you owed them, Chayiv Lasa, you have to take off Maisa now from a different spot on that stuff. Why? Because you're costing, there's a mitzvah to give Maisa, and here you paid up your Chayiv with a Tvua that had in it Maisa. In Ba'am Pyrus, if they took it because they were just stealing money from people and just taking people's things, the Melech has a right to do that, but it wasn't Bechoyvoy, then Potem Alaser, because then you're Potem Alaser, you're not gaining anything from the Meiser, you lost everything. It wasn't like you gained anything. So what do you see the Meiser? Then when I pay a Bechoyvoy, which is like eating it, Pashtus, you have to take a Meiser. So Chayra, why isn't that worse than Mazik? Because we like Mazik, she Potem. Why you have to pay? So if you're a Chisid, you have to pay. There is different. Why? Because there, it's you are actually gaining. You are gaining. We're not talking about there. There's a chiyah ba'am. Now Rashi explains not that you can moitzi b'dayanim. You can moitzi b'dayanim. But the halacha is like this: that when you gain, when you have a gain, so then you have the mitzvah stole giving meiser. And here, since you're gaining by paying up your chayiv with meiser, you still have the mitzvah to separate meiser. Rashi says. Because you're gaining. Now, Tois has a simple question. So, when you eat it, also you're being mistaken, you're gaining. It's upper. It's very Tois. It's in Taimar. Dir Maskel Shani. Vim Taimar. My tongue is going to be a little bit of a mustache. You could have fasted. It's not called gaining. You could have fasted. They ask a Tosis, so what about Shabbos and Yom Tov? You can't fast. Maybe this is you have to pay then. We're just talking about in the weekday, but you could fast. That's one of the truths. There is another teretz to this kasha, but I in the Achorin and the Farshim will go on Ruth we'll say Tosis Pshat, Al Kaponim. That's the answer to the kasha by Mishtar Shleim. So, Gemara Vayit Tashema, Omar Loi, you tell the butcher or you go into the store and they sell you the whole entire stomach of the behemoth, including the kevers in there. Now, remember, the kever really belongs to the kohen. Al Tzimatana. So, Omar Loi, Mecholi B'nei Me'ah, Shal Parah. You walk in the store, it's like, can I buy a whole side of an animal, a whole stomach of the animal? Inside was the Matnas Kuna of the kever. So, you take out the kever, you give it to the kohen, nice to the kohen, and you don't get a discount from now, you're going to go back to the seller. So, by the way, part of that thing was a coin. Give me back my money. No, because you know when you buy a B'nai Me'ah, in it has something to give to the guy. So it's no taina. But let's say you ordered 10 pounds of meat, and the guy takes the meat, weighs it, and in there is a kever. Then you're paying for every pound. So then, and then you go back to the moicher and say, you know, where's my, you know, give back some money. You charge me for that pound. You charge me $30 a pound. You owe me $30 now. That's the pound that came. So that's the halacha in the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah later on. That's the halacha. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, amai, lahavik mazik matanis kuno shachlon. It should be like mazik matanis kuno here. It's like the guy. You don't have to pay here. The guy who sold it to you as meat. It's like he took it away. It's like he took it away from the coin. Who?
The butcher.
The butcher took it away from the coin. Yeah, it's mazik. He sold it to you. So now it's mine. The butcher had the chiyuv to give, and he sold it to you. So what's the problem? Why do you have to give it now and then go back and get the money? Forget about it. Thing's over. It's a gazdan. It's pasul gazel. So the Gemara, no, Shani Hossin is the Benayu. If you look clearly before in the Sugya, Rashi, everyone, Mazik or Ochla means because it's not Be'en. If it's still Be'en, Avad, you have to give it to the coin. It still belongs to the coin. It's still Mitzvah to give it to the coin. It's still here, you give it to the coin. Either way, the Mi, the Zeh, is only when it's not Be'en. And even though it's Mom Shana Toivim, you're right, no one can demand it and claim it, but it's still a Mitzvah to give it. If things are around, you still have to give it away. And therefore, here you still have to give it to the Kohen because it's no banai. If you still have the mitzvah of the sinus matanois, and you can't just say, oh, I'm part and I have to do anything. So tomorrow, this is the final Toshima. Toshima, Tisha Nichse Kohen. There are nine nichse koyin, which is nine matanos that are considered the possessions of the koyin. Now, we're going to mention nine things over here. Rashi really says there's 15. So tisha nichse koyin, truma, we know what truma is. Truma's meiser is what the Levi separates and gives to the koyin. The chala goes to the koyin, rishah geiz goes to the koyin, matanos means zroi chayim akevi goes to the koyin, vademai, that's truma of the, truma's meiser of the mai goes to the koyin, vabikurim goes to the koyin, vakeren vachayimesh is someone who steals, and then the he gets claimed that someone claims you stole from me, and he says nech, and he swears. Then he confesses afterwards, and he feels bad, so he gets to pay back a keren, a chaimish, and a carbon actually. But the keren, a chaimish, if the guy died and he leaves on yarshim like a ger, who does the keren, a chaimish go to? It goes to the koyin. So that's the keren, a chaimish. So here we have nine things: truma, trumas ma'isa, chala, rishageis, matanos, demai, bikurim, keren, a chaimish, which is nine. Rashi points out there's really 15. There's really 15 because the 15 are Chumash Maisa Shal Demai, which we had in this list, the Chala, also, Kurim Reisha Geiz, Matolois Shal Chulin, Uvishal Kachim. Shal Kachim means either the Oirois, like the Oirois from the Oila, then there's Keren Chayim Shal Geiz, which we had, and more. The few more is the Steh Achuzah, Steh Haramim, Bechar Ba'amum, Upidin Aben, Upidin Petach Amar. All those things go to the Kayin, so there's more. So Rashi explains that nine means nine categories. And we're not really mentioning all nine categories here, but for example, Truma, Truma's Meiser, Demai, and Chala, all considered Truma, they're all in the category of Truma. Ayin Rashi, it's really nine categories. But Akapana, what do we see over here? That it's called Nichse Koyin. What is it, Nichse Koyin? Lav, so Lamai, what's it called Nichse Koyin? Lav, Leitziyav Adyonim. Doesn't it mean that you can buy two Adyonim? So it's a Kashar of Chistos, more Loi. Look at this, Dan. It means for the following Mishnah. What's the gate that's Nichse Koyin? Shekoyne ben avod v'kakoyis. You're allowed to buy with this matana, it's a truma, all those things, you're allowed to buy with it, purchase with it, it's your money. You're allowed to purchase with it, avodim, karkoyis, behemet temeya, u'bal choyim leit mechoyvoy, they can take a bechoy, v'isha v'ksubah, so it's mamash your money. You can pay isha v'ksubahs. V'sevetari, you can buy a sevetari. Rash is bothered, of course you can buy a sevetari. You can buy a camel, behemet temeya, of course you can buy a sevetari, lahavdil. So Rashi is a little bit, he doesn't have shy, it's a megam game a little bit. Some say the reason is because Sefer Torah, there's no like etzem hana, just reading from it, so therefore it's a chiddush that Sefer Torah could buy with it. Akaponim, so the Gemara's kasha was that he sees Nichse Koyin Legabi claiming a claim on it. Gemara says, no, it's not for a claim of money. What it is that it's your money to pay up your chayvis and it's considered your money through and through. Zok the Gemara. No, truma. You think it's like kachim. It's like a meshulchan gavoyik azachu. It's not money. It's like something you eat and you help out the iris of kedusha coming out. Here it says your nechasim. You can do whatever you want with it. You could transfer it into tmei behemet tmei. You can buy a camel with it. That's a chiddush. Might share any money you can't buy a camel with. That's halacha. If somebody might share a shlaim, you can't buy a camel. You can't buy a behemet tmei. You can't pay a chay with it. He has to take the shlaim and eat it. Here the chiddush is you don't have to eat it. So it's a chiddush. It's not chiddush. Is not like ma'aseh sheni basically. It's your nechasim. Belongs to you. It's mom and head. It belongs to you. So the next sugya, a little bit like akdama to the next sugya, a very small akdama. In the pasuk of matanois, it says like this. The lashon of the pasuk is that v'zegiyeh mishpat ha-kahanim me'eis ha'om. Where does the matanois ha-kahanim come from? Me'eis ha'om. Me'eis zoyv chazevach. We'll see what zoyv chazevach means as we learn the parak. What's me'eis ha'om? From the nation. Who is the nation? So the nation obviously is Klal Yisrael. What about Levi? Is Levi part of the nation or not? It's a good child. Now will be the discussion of Agamar over here. Me'esa Om, does that mean the Levi included or not? So definitely it's a matana to the Kohen, it's not a matana to Levi, no question about it. But does a Levi have to give? Because it's not an Om. Ahu Leva, there was a certain Levi that a chotav matanta, he used to grab matanas from, Rashi says, the children who were bringing the Zerah L'chaim and gave it to the Kohen, he used to grab it from them and keep it, take it for himself. Also, Amalei the Rav, I told Rav, this Levi is grabbing matanas. Amalei, it's not enough. It's not enough that I don't make him pay. He's also grabbing. And the Mikhtav Rav Michatav, he's also grabbing. That was the story. So, frankly, what does Rav hold Gabri Levi? Rav, if the Levi is called Am, Mishkunam is Lishkumene. You should take his matanas also. When he shechs the animal, you should take his matanas. Eloi Yikruam, if he's not called Am, so Rachmana Patru, what are you saying? He's so special. It's not enough that I gave him this special thing, a special exemption. The Torah gives him an exemption. He's not Om. So what's Rav saying? It's not enough I gave him exemption, but he's stealing stuff also. It's not your exemption. The Torah gave him exemption. So tomorrow I'll tell you Pshat. Masafkalu, he really has a Safik. Yikra Am, Yikra Am. And really, It's a suffix if he has to give a tongues. And because of a mitzi mechaver l'raya, we pass, and you don't have to, according to Rav, at least, don't take from the Levi. But once he's making games already, so it's I'll take it from him, because really, it's not so posh. So it's not enough that we're letting him have all my tongues, he's stealing all people's tongues also? That was what's going on there. So it comes out, Rav's halacha is that he's mesupik if a Levi is chayiv in my tongues. And that's going to be the discussion of our next Gemara. We're going to try to bring rayas back and forth, that if a Levi is chayiv in my tongues or not.